The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will the woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, and to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
We're going back to school for a minute. Religion class. How many remember the Baltimore Catechism? Well, that's a good number of you. Do you remember the first question in the Baltimore Catechism? Somebody said it. Who made you? Who made you? And what's the answer? God made me. Got to get the whole answer. Baltimore, you had to have all the words in the Baltimore. Believe me, the sisters made sure we had to have all the words right. And the second question of the Baltimore Catechism was, why did God make you? And the answer is to know him, to love him, to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him in the next. Well, you get about a C minus. You started good, but you kind of faded at the end of it. So, to be happy with him in the next. At the end of the Apostles' Creed, we say, "I believe in the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. Amen." The resurrection of the dead, life everlasting, eternal life, life with God in heaven. We all believe in it, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. That's a good thing. Now, do you ever think about it, what it might be like?
Yes.
I think we do. For centuries, people have thought about it because we really don't know. No one's come back to tell us, right? Even Jesus rose from the dead, but he didn't tell us what it was like on the other side. So, I mean, artists and writers and people for centuries have tried to imagine what this life after death might be like. And even in this day and age, it's become a very popular thing in books. Big bestsellers, right? Heaven is for real. Came out 10, 15 years ago about the little boy who had a near-death experience. Imagine Heaven, Proof of Heaven, about a doctor who had a near-death experience. They were all number one bestsellers, sold millions of copies. What's it like? People want to know. Well, going back to the time of Jesus, the situation was quite different. For first century Jews, there was a lively debate as to whether or not there was life after death. Did you know that? Yeah. Most Jews did not believe in life after death. In fact, the Bible doesn't even talk about life after death till we get to the book of Maccabees, about 150 years before Christ. So there were a large group of Jews, like Jesus and the Pharisees, who believed in life after death, and another large group of Jews, like the Sadducees, who didn't believe in life after death. So it's that's the setup for the gospel. So the Sadducees come to Jesus with this ridiculous kind of example. The woman who keeps getting widowed, you know, seven of her husbands die, and then she finally dies of what? Exhaustion! So Jesus, I gotta calm down here. Seriously, Jesus takes that ridiculous story and just cuts right through it and points out that eternal life is not the same as life here. It's a different experience. Because in eternal life, we don't suffer, we don't have sadness. We have joy and we live forever. It's a totally different kind of experience. Not that it's not connected with this life, but it's an experience beyond our imagining that God has in store for us. That's a good thing to know, isn't it? I think so. But I think what happens very often is we can put our lives in compartments. We have life here on earth. At some point, we die. And then hopefully we have eternal life with God. Make sense? But that's not what the church teaches. The church teaches that eternal life starts over here. We already have begun eternal life. Yay! Yes! It happened at our baptism. We are on the road to the fullness of eternal life. We're already on the road there. Eternal life has begun. What wonderful news. Yes, we go through the door of death, then into a whole new experience of life with God. Some of the great saints had these wonderful phrases about the life with God. St. Catherine of Siena, back in the 14th century, said, "All the way to heaven is heaven." St. Teresa of Avila, a couple hundred years later, said, "Wherever God is, there is heaven." Well, isn't God everywhere? So where's heaven? It might be here, at least in part, because God is here. God is with us. And a more contemporary saint, in fact, she was just made a saint 3 years ago by Pope Francis. I did not know of her until I read about her this past week. Her name was Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. She lived only 26 years, entered the convent when she was 21, filled with joy, and 2 years later was diagnosed with a terminal illness. She suffered terribly the last 3 years of her life. And yet she writes this to a friend of hers within a year of her death. "I feel I have found heaven on earth because heaven is God and God is in my soul." Isn't that beautiful? Even in her suffering, I found heaven already. So it begins here. But the God that we know and love promises us eternal life. Because all life belongs to God. And God wants all of us to have the fullness of eternal life. So even here on earth, as we celebrate this liturgy and move forward today, we can be assured of God's love and God's presence. And the promise that God gives all who believe of eternal life forever and ever.